All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hour number two coming up at 3:30. We'll have a little fun. A new mock draft has surfaced. Sully has parsed it for the most interesting tidbits. We will have the mock draft wraparound, or whatever you want to call it, 3:30. I'm all into the Kareem Hunt stuff. I'm pissed. Kareem Hunt signing with the Cleveland Browns for $1 million? Where were we? Where were the Lions on this? Hiring Daryl Bevel, we want to run the ball, ball control. Spielman, we want to beat a Seahawks. Where were you? I told you the two-part plan to start the offseason, and I wasn't kidding when I said it. I wasn't pulling a Stephen A. Smith or a Will Cain and just yelling into the sky. Here, my two-part plan, fine. You're going to sign Kareem Hunt. You're going to draft Kyler Murray. And after 2019, I'll trade Matthew Stafford. Oh, I'm deathly serious about it. I knew the Lions wouldn't do it because I know they don't care about winning. But that's the type of bold, forward-thinking move that this franchise has never shown a capability to do. Yeah, I heard Gator say it on the air earlier, and I very often disagree with Gator, but he had said it. Drafting Kyler Murray at 8 would be the most exciting thing they've done probably since drafting Barry. From an excitement standpoint, not a assumption. Drafting Stafford was an assumption. Drafting Calvin was an assumption. Drafting Kyler Murray at 8 would be epic. And no one's screaming about trading Stafford right away. Do it in the offseason. You need a vet. You need somebody to start. But I'm looking at setting up a 5-year window for this franchise where I can do everything in my power to win. They won't do it. Nope. They'll sit right here. They'll do exactly what they did with Kareem Hunt. The Browns got him for $1 million. Where were you at $2 million, $3 million, $4 million? Honestly, it doesn't even matter. You could call up and say, Mike, $5 million. Kareem's representatives would never have allowed him to go to Cleveland for $5 million. Excuse me, to Cleveland for $1 million over you for $5 million. There's a price point the Lions could have got this guy. And all I ask is spare me about the other teams. I don't care about the other teams. I'm in Detroit. This is what I care about. Ticket text coming in. If the Browns add an elite speed receiver to go with Landry, they may have the best offense in the league. Will Hunt get to play this year? Maybe he gets an 8-game suspension. Like I said, I don't care. For that amount of money, it's all upside. Fine, he gets an 8-game suspension. And you get him for 8 games plus the playoffs. You still want to argue that? Such a winner move from the Browns. Little risk besides the suspension. But a mill, having his rights beyond this year, game-breaking potential, yeah, all of that. Poll on NFL's website, Browns, 48% chance to win the North. Kareem Hunt is going to play again. Wasn't it a huge mistake for the Chiefs to release him? Yes, Craig, but they caved to public pressure, and they ended up hurting themselves. I'm a Lions fan. I'm glad we didn't sign him. It's the right move. Risk outweighed the reward. Really? Care to define that for me?
One playoff win since 1990, or I'm sorry, since 1957.
Right.
So you really, that's what you want to do there?
Yeah, you're right. I'm worried about PR when I've won one playoff game since, like, Kennedy was in office.
I mean, come on now. Here's another thing, and I'm glad the ticket texter kind of said it. It's like, even if he, and I don't know if people are saying this on social media or what, but even if he doesn't play, if he doesn't even play a down, doesn't matter because they still own his rights.
Yes.
They still own the rights.
Right. The league's not going to suspend him for 2 years.
Right. So even if they don't, he doesn't play one down for them, no matter, they still got him.
Restricted free agent.
Boom.
He's theirs.
So that, yeah, they took a chance, and it's a really good chance. Really, really tough chance, but it's going to work out for him probably. Man, very bold.
That's okay. We'll sit here and eat our porridge because that's all the Lions think we deserve. Go to Kyler 97.1.
Yeah, this team is a complete and total clown show. I mean, $1 million? Do you realize that Tease Tabor is going to make $1.5 million next year? Tease Tabor is going to make $500,000 more than Kareem Hunt. That's how much of a joke this team is. I cannot believe that price also shows they didn't even get involved, which just reinforces your point that they don't want to win. They didn't even try. They didn't even inquire.
Correct.
I would have gone up to $5 million, like you said, easily $5 million to get a guy. The next to carry on changes your entire fortunes for your franchise.
Correct.
And, I mean, the one silver lining in all of it, I think, is that thank God the Bears didn't get him, because if I had to watch Tariq Cohen and Kareem Hunt for the next 5 years, I'd puke.
Oh, and again, if I were doing radio in Chicago, I'd feel the same way. I mean, I'd absolutely feel the same way. If I'm a Bears fan, I'm looking at this and going, look, we're trying to go to a Super Bowl. I need Kareem Hunt. I need to do this. We're running Kansas City's offense. Kyler, believe me, it would sound the same in a lot of cities, but we're here, so I'm doing it this way.
Yep, and it's just absolutely disgusting. I mean, like, again, cutting Tease Tabor provides half the salary that Kareem Hunt is going to play at, which even if he suspended 8 games, you get him 8 games in the playoffs. I mean, the league, it's full of bad guys. They allowed Michael Vick, who killed dogs, to come back and play and have a career. And he's on
Dante
Fox
Stallworth
now,
killed a guy and got to come back and play. I mean,
sorry, Mike. That's all I got.
No,
it's just
good.
A clown
fine,
organization.
Kyle. No, I'm with you. You know, and it frustrates me because I feel like our teams in this town, they don't value us. They don't care about us. You've heard me for weeks, years harp on the Pistons. They haven't won a playoff game in a decade, and yet, you know, their idea of giving the fans what they want is being the 8th seed in the East and getting swept. That's not what anybody wants. Build us a championship product. At least make the effort to build a championship product. Nah, we're going to sign Wayne Ellington. We're going to do everything in our power to get that 7th seed. And what? Get eviscerated by the Raptors? Like, nobody wants that. That's not what anyone's asking for. This is a town that has experienced and deserves championships. That's the bar. And if you're not even going to try to reach that bar, what are you here for, honestly? Yeah, Mike, go ahead. What, you were about to break in there?
Well, here's the thing, which frustrates me as well. There's never a proactive move. This would have been a very proactive move. You would have been getting ahead of something, and you would have been making a decision that helps the franchise the next 5 years.
Correct.
Seems like in this city, all we do is either wait, we aren't proactive, or we just, look at the Pistons and Red Wings to an extent. You're scared of rebuilding. You're scared of not being in the playoff mix. You have to take some chances sometimes.
Every move I've advocated for the Lions is about setting them up for the next 5 years. Signing Hunt, drafting Murray, trading Stafford for draft capital. It's all about building a brighter future for the Lions.
And it's
everything I've advocated with the Pistons. Look, it's all about building a brighter future. And for me, I mean, even the short stuff. Let's say you disagree with rebuilding. You just totally disagree. Fine. But if you wanted to build around Blake Griffin, well, you got a lot more work to do. It includes getting rid of Drummond, getting rid of Jackson. It includes finding a way to get some draft capital. There's no pathway to getting better right now. Like, there's just no pathway. What, this summer you think trading for Mike Conley is you getting better? Like, the things that I advocate are about a brighter future and pathways that give you an opportunity for success. And I get so tired because then the idiots that are out there, both in and outside the media, are like, well, bro, it might not work. Well, right. I may go outside and get hit by a bus. I'm trying to create opportunities, swings at the plate. Right? You got a shooter shoot. You got to take your shot. Well, might not go in. Yeah, but if I don't take the shot, it won't go in. Don't lecture me about, oh, well, drafting number 7. Look, it's a shot to get better. And when you give away those shots, you don't have a leg to stand on. You know, same thing. Lions, draft Murray, trade Stafford in the offseason, draft capital, low value quarterback monetarily, rifle talent into the roster with all the extra cap space I have. Oh, well, it might not work. Right, but it hasn't worked for a decade this way. So I want to take my chance on it working. It's the equivalent, like, you know what I compare it to, like when I see Piston defenders, again, in and outside the media, or Lion defenders, Stafford defenders. It's like having an argument with someone, and they're like, well, I can't get laid.
Right, but all you do is stay at home and you don't go out. Well, but how do you know I'll get laid if I go out? Well, I don't, but I know you won't if you stay at home in front of your computer. That's what having an argument with these people is like. Oh, well, tanking doesn't, how do you know it's going to work? Well, I don't, but I know it's not working this way. You're literally advocating that you're more scared of going out and not getting laid than you are sitting at home knowing you won't get laid. That's what having an argument with these people is like. Oh, well, if you trade Stafford, how do you know the guy you'll get is going to be as good as him? Look, I don't know that, but I know it isn't working like this. So I'm going to take the shot. I'm going to go out, probably get rejected, but I'm going to take my shot. Shoot or shoot.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
But, Mike, you get my point.
Well, if this doesn't resonate with Lions fans, I don't know what will. I mean, think about how crazy it is to say that the Browns are in better shape than the Lions right now. Did we ever think that we'd say that? It hits home. It does.
It should resonate with Piston fan. It really should. All these people saying, oh boy, you making the playoffs. You sure you want to tank? And it's like, yeah, I'm fairly certain because we're not going anywhere doing this. By the way, Jeremy Lin is going to go to a buyout with the Hawks, go to the Raptors to be their backup point guard. Dude, it's loaded for bear. Honestly, Philly, Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, who you beating in that group?
Yeah, and it's as of today, right? Pistons are technically in the playoffs at that 8 seed.
Yeah, the Heat lost a wild finish in that Warrior game last night. Heat damn near beat him. Crazy finish in that game. But my whole point is, yeah, you're in the playoffs. You're 25 and 29. And people want this? I'm telling you. That example I gave, I think, is spot on. 248-539-9797. Roberto, would you like to add something that seemed like your area of expertise?
I think everybody can learn from that analogy.
That was a teaching moment.
That's right.
How are you going to get laid if you don't go out?
You don't have to nowadays with Tinder and all that, right?
All right, well, that defeats the purpose.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.